Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply. The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. How we doing on this Monday morning? Vic Monaco here with you on the Fan. Got you for 3 hours until 5 a.m. And the warm-up show, 888-808-1019. That's the number. We got Rami on the other side taking your phone calls for those 3 hours as we get the week started. Right here on the Fan, it started with the Knicks victory. We'll get to everything else. We'll get to baseball. I talked a little bit about it yesterday, if you heard me. I got a chance to talk to you fine people in the afternoon, you normal folk. So that was fun. We talked a lot about the Yankees and Mets. We talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers to the Giants. We'll spin the wheel at 3 o'clock for the Jets quarterback. We got a lot to do, but we start with the New York Knicks and their 116-112 victory in overtime over the Miami Heat. And, you know, several things to take away from this game is, first and foremost, how freaking good Jalen Brunson is and how clutch he has been. And Rami was just reading me off all the stats about how good the Knicks have been in these close games. I believe they're 9-1 in games that are a one-possession game with 4 minutes into the 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They're shooting 60% as a team in these late game situations. They have pulled out these games out of the fire. As yesterday, they're down 19 points and are completely sleepwalking through the first half of this game. They look, not only did they look bad, they look disinterested. And, you know, this is a game they need to win. And this is a game now that they've won their third consecutive game after the debacle that was the Cleveland and Boston games last Friday and Sunday. They've now backed that up with three consecutive wins, came from behind 19 points to win 116-112 in overtime. We've seen the return of Mitchell Robinson, and we've seen the return of OG Anunoby, and that's like the couple things that jump out at me. Obviously, we'll get to Mikal Bridges being benched in the fourth quarter, but the things that jump out at me is, one, Mitchell Robinson. And we saw a play in this game where he gets the offensive rebound, sends it out for a three. Like, his ability to defend the rim and the impact he could have on this team, just showing you in spurts now as he's coming back, is important. But, yes, obviously Jalen Brunson is an absolute stud. The captain of this team continues to hit big shots in these big moments down the stretch of the game. He is about as clutch as we have seen a New York Knick be since that 90s team, and I can't even think of one then that was consistently this good with the game on the line. Brunson, whether it's three-pointers, whether it's getting to the basket, whether it's getting to the free throw, whether it's making the big pass, whatever the case may be, this guy continually makes the big plays, and they have been excellent. And that's what's so frustrating about the blowouts to Cleveland and Boston and, for the lesser extent, Oklahoma City. Because if you just get into a game, that's what this Knick team does. If they just get close in the fourth quarter, their best attribute is closing out these games, finding, sometimes it's scary, sometimes they make it too close. Well, it was just not too long ago they had a 10-point lead against the Hawks, or a 6-point lead, rather, against the Hawks with 10 seconds left, and damn near blew the game. So there are moments like that, but for the most part, you get into a scrum with the New York Knicks, you get into a fight with the New York Knicks, you get into crunch time in the last 3 minutes of a basketball game where it could go either way. You get into that game with the New York Knicks, you lose to the New York Knicks. That is what they have been about here. And that's what's so frustrating about watching them not show up for so much, even in this game. And that's the difference against Miami, 28-31, already trading Butler. Yeah, they have some players, but you can come back 19 points against Miami. You're not going to come back down 19 points against the upper echelon teams in this game. You're not going to come back from Boston down 19. You're not going to come back against Cleveland down 19. And that's what's so frustrating, because in the big moments, with the game on the line as it hangs in the balance, it's hard to find a better team in the NBA than the New York Knicks. I mean, we've seen it now, the OG Anunoby shot the other night, what we've seen from Brunson on a regular basis, McBride in this game, just everything about it. And to me, the defensive effort, and I want to talk about OG Anunoby, because I've railed on about how important Karl Anthony Towns is to this team. And I do think, obviously, he spreads the floor, his ability to shoot as a big man, everything that's gone along with making this team offensively as good as they've been in my lifetime. Like, I can't ever remember a Knicks team. It's funny, because when I'm bored sometimes, I'll watch the Jordan documentary. I don't know why. There's something about the Jordan documentary that brings me back to my youth. So if I'm bored, I'll just watch it a little bit if I have nothing else going on. And I was dozy and the kids were out at my in-law's house with my wife because I was doing the show. And when I was able to just sit on the couch by myself for a little bit and I was watching the Jordan documentary. And it's funny because all the final scores are 83-77, 80-72. Like, those are the final scores of NBA finals games and playoff games. And I'm like, wow, what a different world this is. But this Knick team, I mean, as good offensively as we've seen, they're 40-20, 60 games into the season. They've won twice as many as they've lost. They win all these close games. They got Jalen Brunson. They got Karl Anthony Towns. I've been debating which one's more important. Clearly, the better player, I think, right now we're clearly seeing is Brunson and how important he's become to the team. But Cat changes who they are. But I'll tell you this. Like, watching this team and watching how they started the year and how he played and watching, you know, what's gone on here. Like, OG Anunoby is so vital to this team. And what we saw last night and what we've seen here now that he's a couple games back removed from the foot injury is the defensive effort is on another level. At the start of the year, OG Anunoby was playing like an all-star. He was hitting his corner threes. He was playing great defensively. I thought Karl Anthony Towns really opened up the floor for him, and he was able to get some points. He looked great. He looked better than he's ever looked in a Knick uniform. And slowly but surely, this player, who is supposed to be one of the better perimeter defenders in the sport, started to look a step slow. For someone who has been, unfortunately, the book on him, and eventually it came to fruition, the book on him is that he gets hurt all the time. I felt like all the games and all the minutes and playing for Tibbs and everything like that finally caught up to him, and he was just a step slow even before the foot injury. And obviously his shots weren't falling at the same rate. He wasn't playing nearly the same kind of defense, and he just looked slow and tired. And then he gets the break because of the foot injury. And now that he's working his way back and maybe dusting off some of the rust that he was dealing with after having not played because of the foot injury, OG Anunoby in this game was a force. OG Anunoby was playing everybody defensively. He was fighting through screens, which is something we don't see from the New York Knicks, especially against Boston. But he's fighting through screens. He's playing excellent defense against, Bam Adebayo or Tyler Hero or he was playing defense on everyone over the course of this game. He gets the big dunk in overtime to secure the victory. The other night, he hits the big three-pointer to give them the lead. Like, he is playing at another level over the last couple of days. And watching them play and knowing how much they struggle defensively, and in the second half of this game, whether it's Mitch Robinson helping out and OG Anunoby becoming much better, like, defensively, they put forth an effort in the second half of this game that was a jump-off-the-page difference. And that's the style of play they need. And Mitch Robinson, there's something about knowing you have that guy behind you, right? You can fight through a screen knowing you don't have to stay back and make sure it doesn't get to the basket because there's a rim protector there and Mitch Robinson. Like, there's a different element that he does bring. Is it enough to take them from being blown out every time they see the Boston Celtics to beating the Boston Celtics? Like, I don't know if Mitch Robinson makes that kind of difference. I think overall they're going to have to just play a hell of a lot better. But Mitch Robinson definitely does help the defensive intensity of this team, the idea that there is a fallback to the rim protector. And I just think that OG Anunoby is so critical, and his defensive effort is so critical. And we haven't seen it. Forget just the injury. We haven't seen it for months. He's looked tired and slow. I think he's finally starting to look like what he did when he first came over to the Knicks last January and what he did at the start of this year. And getting that kind of OG and that kind of defender makes a world of difference. And what we're seeing from him right now is all-star caliber play, showing a little bit of the reason why they gave him a $200 million contract, and somebody who makes a difference on this team. And that is, we know what Brunson's going to be. We know what Karl-Anthony Towns is going to be. We even know what you're going to get from Josh Hart. OG Anunoby has been an up-and-down player for this team this year. Last year, we knew what the record was. Whenever he played, they won, right? That was the record of OG Anunoby. This year, it's been a little bit different. He started off the year great. He really slumped. Then he's been injured, and now he's coming back. And his defensive effort, his ability to make the corner three and the clutch three, is an enormous factor for this team. And watching him has been a huge positive. The negative? Mikal Bridges. And that's really the difference. Like, if you want to talk about, obviously we know the amount of picks they traded for him, the disaster that has been this year, you know, 2-for-11 from the floor, 1-for-6, other than the first quarter against Philadelphia. Other than that, like, we haven't seen anything from Mikal Bridges. Anything. And to be benched in this game, I understand why, and we saw, you know, McBride come in and play a very good game. He played 30 minutes to Bridges' 28, 4 of 10, 3 for 7 from three-point land, where Mikal Bridges is 1 for 6. The shooting just isn't there. McBride's a plus 11 in this game, while Bridges is a minus 5, and that's fine. And on certain games against the Miami Heat, it makes sense if Mikal Bridges isn't playing well. But ultimately, if they're going to win a championship, if they're going to beat the Boston Celtics, and they're going to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they're going to win the level of which now we are ready for the Knicks to win at, like, Mikal Bridges can't be on the bench. And I'm not saying Tibbs made the wrong decision. What I'm saying is the team isn't good enough if Mikal Bridges is not going to be worthy of playing in the fourth quarter.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Like, as OG steps up and you see what he could be to witness what's gone on with Mikal Bridges here, and to realize that they were a better team without him on the floor in the biggest moments of the game, is a major, major problem. And I understand why Tibbs did it, and I'm not saying he shouldn't necessarily. They got to win these games. But at the same time, where are they going to be if they can't trust Mikal? He's supposed to be their third scorer. He is supposed to be the guy who made the difference. They went out and traded 5 first-round picks for him. Like, something has got to give here. There has to be a level of intensity that he plays with that we haven't seen on the defensive end, that we saw in a Brooklyn Nets uniform, that we saw in a Phoenix Suns uniform. It is not there. He does not play to contact. He does not battle through screens. He doesn't get to the foul line ever. Like, it's not just defense. I heard Evan going on and on about how he shies away from contact on defense. Offensively, he shies away from contact. I mean, he's a good offensive player who gets to the line once a game. Once a game. That's what he's averaging. He gets to the free throw line once a game. Not for 2 shots. He takes 1 free throw a game. He has got to play with more confidence. And I don't know if benching him in the fourth quarter is what's going to get it done. And again, I understand why these games are important. The better players should play. I get all that. But if the Knicks are going to win at the highest level, Mikal Bridges has got to turn his game around. It is the major problem of this team right now. As other things are starting to solidify, the hovering question on whether or not they're good enough to beat the Celtics or the better teams in the league is going to be there until they get a chance to play them in the playoffs. That's it. That's it. Right? We know that. That is hovering over this team. There's no changing that. No matter what they do from this point on, the 0-7 is going to hover above them no matter what they do the rest of the year. The question is, how do they battle through? And how do they get ready to be the team in the next few months, over the next 22 games? How do they figure out a way to become the team that we would have more confidence in beating the Boston Celtics and beating the Cleveland Cavaliers? And OG Anunoby playing defense like this? Check. Mitchell Robinson being a rim protector, an offensive rebounder, and somebody that just makes the overall team better defensively in his minutes? Check. Jalen Brunson and the rest of this team shooting 60% from the field in the clutch moments and having someone who puts on the Superman cape on a nightly basis and makes big plays and big shots, and they win every single battle, close game that they play. They're 9-1 over the course of their last 10 where the game is up for grabs with 4 minutes left, or, you know, how well they perform in those moments? Check. What are the negatives? The negatives are Karl Anthony Towns hasn't showed up in the big games. The negatives are right now Mikal Bridges can't be trusted. And we got to find out if this war of attrition 82-game season, the way they're coached, the way they play, the amount of minutes they play, are they going to get to the finish line in a position where they can be as good as they can be? Those are the question marks. But over the course of these three wins, battling back, down 19 in this game to come back and force overtime and win it 116-112, the three victories in a row, beating the Memphis Grizzlies in an exciting game and making the big shot and holding and playing defense and not allowing Morant to beat them in the last second, or the way they came back against Philadelphia in a game they absolutely had to have, three in a row, three really highly contested games, three games where in the clutch moments they were the team that made the plays. And now you're seeing OG Anunoby really start to find himself, which I think is huge for this team. Those are all major positives. Not being able to get into games with the Boston Celtics, which is so frustrating because they're so good at it. Maybe they actually could beat Boston if they find themselves in a one-possession game with 3 minutes left. But not being able to beat those best teams is hovering over them. And the Mikal Bridges is a major problem. Karl Anthony Towns still has to show up in the biggest of games. Mitchell Robinson is going to work himself in, but he's got to stay healthy throughout the year. They've got to be able to trust the bench at a different, at a more level than just McBride. And at times, this coach has to take his foot off the gas just a little bit. But ultimately, these last three games, very positive. Mitch, you know, Jalen Brunson is an absolute stud, and you feel so good about the Knicks in these end-of-game situations. They got to just get in them against the better teams in the NBA. But ultimately, a positive three games. They are now 40-20 in the first 60. That's about as good as we could have hoped for. That's about as good as a Knick team's been in forever. OG Anunoby, who is a driving force of this team and someone who, if they're going to get better defensively, needs to be better defensively, is playing better defensively, hitting big shots, a lot to like from these last three games after the debacle that was the Cleveland and Boston two games. So we'll see if the Knicks can bounce back. 888-808-1019. We'll start with your Knick calls. We'll get into the baseball. We'll get into Jason Dominguez because I love ranting about Jason. I walked into the control room before, and as soon as I walked in, they throw the Dominguez argument in my face. I was like, let's go. This is what I live for. Let's argue left field and Dominguez all day long. As the Yankees need a third baseman, we're focused on, you know, the wrong things. 888-808-1019, like DJ LeMahieu. We'll get to that injury, as well as the Luis Gil injury. Mets are dealing with injuries themselves. Jose Siri hitting bomb after bomb in spring training. We'll get to the baseball. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers in a giant uniform. The dream, baby. That's the dream. Then we'll spin the wheel of quarterbacks at 3 o'clock for the New York Jets. We got a lot to do. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. Come back with your phone calls next as we take you through this Monday morning and get our week started here in the overnights all the way to 5 a.m. the warm-up show. We'll be right back.